So we have a two-dose schedule 6 months apart, and the third dose, if we need it, is in grade 9. So this is our extended schedule. So you can see that this was quite a challenge. We had a lot of controversies around adverse events, new vaccines, just as Gina said earlier. It was a new vaccine, new technology, this whole thing about experiment on young girls, the McLean's article and everything. We had the same challenges as you did, too many unknowns. We had lack of knowledge at all levels, physician, population, public health. So we came from far, and we had concern. There was a lot of concern around the fact that in Quebec, we don't have an organized cervical screening program. Well, we never did, and people were saying, why are you putting all that money if you don't even have this organized cervical cancer program? So that was the big issues. The solutions, we worked hard to find solutions, and so the solutions we found was, one, to get the support from all the professional associations in Quebec, particularly for the extended schedule in grade 4, but for all the HPV programs. So we went to see infectious disease, obstetric gynecology, pediatrics, family medicine, all the regulatory bodies, nurses, physicians, and pharmacists. And we met with every one of them, and we presented the program with an expert of the CIQ, and we had the discussion around all of this, and we went to seek for official approval from the board of directors of all those associations. And we asked them to participate to our program launch that we did in April. And in fact, the Obstetric Gynecology Association was with us at that time. Another solution, we went to seek the support from all physicians, nurses, and pharmacists in position to encourage the HPV vaccination. We went to present the program to every relevant conferences that was going on at that time. And there was like a dear doctor type letter sent to everybody, for not only the physicians, but the nurses, the pharmacists, and not only the vaccine providers. We liaised with stakeholders, different stakeholders in government, like Ministry of Education, or some direction when there was a health promotion for women. And we went to NGOs also, such as everybody that was involved with STI, sexual education, First Nation, PHAC, regional Quebec, and all the women health associations. I must say that I met a lot of new friends with this women health association because they were very, very reluctant to our program. And we had a lot of meetings and chats with them. It was nice. We had, after that, technical briefing of important medias. I must say that our CMOH in Quebec, Alain Poirier, loves to go out and speak to media, so he was very good at this. And we had participation to a few public information meetings that went around in Quebec, particularly one that we call Bar des Sciences. I don't know if you have this in BC. It's like a meeting that you do in the bar somewhere, and it's on a scientific issue where you discuss the pros and cons. So this program was a good or bad politics. So I went there, had a lot of fun with a glass of wine and discussing the programs with people that didn't want it, you know. Okay. Other solutions, there was a creation of a multidisciplinary working group to try to revamp our cervical cancer screening program because it was so a concern for people. And we did promise that we would evaluate our program, particularly the extended schedule that presented the concerns again. So for the evaluation, I must say that since like the beginning of 2000, we always set aside a certain percentage of the budget money to evaluate our program. That's what we did for the pneumococcal conjugate vaccine program, and that's what we also did for the HPV. So we worked a lot with the network I was telling you about, the provincial regional board. So we created a working group with regional and local public health professionals. I think you have also this in BC. We developed, of course, promotional material. These were based on focus groups that we did with parents and adolescents from different regions in Quebec, because Montreal is very different than could be a remote region somewhere up north. It was based also on the CAB studies already available, and we had data from GINA in a Canadian study that showed at the beginning, before implementing the program, that around 78% of the parents in Quebec had the intention to vaccinate their girls. So it was quite high even at that time before doing all this work. So, and the promotional material was based, of course, on the scientific information from our CIQ advice, and we went to seek legal and ethical consultation for a number of matters. So this is the two brochures that we developed. The one in free vaccination program is for grade 4, and we had both the hepatitis B and HPV program in it. That's why you see a girl and a boy for hepatitis B and just a girl for HPV. So they were both on it. So there was one consent form. And the other one was for the grade 9 program, and for all the other girls, adolescent girl that wants to know more about HPV. The consent here in grade 9 is a verbal consent. We don't ask for a written consent. So there's no consent form in this one. I have examples with me if anybody wants to see some. Okay, after that we developed educational material, Q&As for professionals and vaccine providers. This time, and that's unusual in Quebec, they were both in French and English. Usually we develop material for population in French and English, but for the professionals, we're not allowed to. It's only in French. But since it was a lot of concerns around this program, and we wanted to be sure that professionals knew what we were talking about here, we had permission to have it in English. So there was a short version on the website, and a long version, I think it was like 25 pages of question and answers. This was sent to the regional public health to have it disseminated in their regions. And we did a train-the-trainer material to be sure that everybody had the same message, the same way to say things, and to have the good arguments to explain to people why we had this program the way it was. So this, again, is the material. They're all on the website except for the train-the-trainer material. So the question and answer, the PowerPoint there that you see was part of the train-the-trainer, and we have at the bottom the Protocole d'immunisation du Québec, that is our immunization guide in Quebec. And really this is a bestseller in Quebec. Everybody has the Protocole d'immunisation du Québec, and everybody has to follow it anyway. Okay. So on the regional and local activities side, it was a mirror of the provincial activities. So what we did at the provincial level, they did at the regional level. So went and see their stakeholders, the implication of the community leaders of opinion. So they all did the same in the regions. There was a lot of education activities for physicians, nurses, CLSCs. They went to school boards of director. They went to parents committee to explain why we had this program coming up. So the result. So this is for the uptake of the first dose, exactly as you have in BC. We don't have the other doses yet. We should have them in